A bit of good news, Asian financial markets shot back up today thanks to the Fed's move on Friday. When the Fed cut its discount bank lending rate, it calmed credit fears. It pushed some money into the banking system, too. But as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, investors in Asia are still jittery.
Asian markets roared back from last week's wipeouts, stabilized by the Fed slashing a key bank lending rate. Japan's Nikkei was up 3% in its biggest one-day gain in more than a year. Both Japan and Australia once more pumped yet more liquidity into the market. South Korean stocks saw their biggest points gain in more than 5 years, closing up 5.7%. And Hong Kong's Hang Seng leapt 5.9%. But Ben Kwong from KGI Asia is warning against euphoria.
I think that we cannot be too happy for the time being because the rebound is just because we've dropped a lot in the past 1 or 2 weeks. It's still early to say whether we have already found the bottom. There's still a lot of uncertainty ahead.
Singapore's Prime Minister has been warning that weakening consumer confidence in the US will affect Asian economies over the next 3 to 6 months, although Asian fundamentals remain strong. Analysts are warning the markets will be very unsettled for the next few weeks. The Fed's move has offered nervous Asian markets an important psychological boost, yet there could be still more pain ahead. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.